headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane's Wesley Hospital are running a clinical trial developing treatments for glioblastoma, a common and incurable form of brain cancer. Led by Brisbane-based neurosurgeon David Walker and researchers from Queensland Institute of Medical Research, the trial is backed by a decade of developments to boost a patient's immune system and relies on volunteer donations of healthy T cells. The two-year trial began last month and the first patient has undergone the first round of four procedures.
ANZ's bank's $4.9 billion takeover of Suncorp's banking arm has been approved by Treasurer Jim Chalmers. Dr. Chalmers said that he received clear advice from the Treasury and the Department of Home Affairs that it wouldn't be in the national interest to prohibit this transaction. He approved the transaction this morning on the condition that the ANZ would retain a presence in regional Australia and there would be no net job losses for 3 years.
In national news, Australian police are accused of misusing forced databases more than 2,000 times, as revealed by Guardian Australia. The two broad categories of misuse are improper access to and disclosure of information. The Queensland Police have received 547 complaints or notifications, while Tasmania has received 89, but neither shared the outcome of those complaints. There were 350 in South Australia, but no further action was taken in more than half of those complaints, other than an assessment by the Internal Investigation Sector.
Facebook and Instagram's parent company, Meta, has said all options are on the table in regards to pulling all news from the company's interfaces in Australia, should it be designated under the news laws bargaining code to pay for news. Speaking to a parliamentary committee this morning, Meta's Director of Public Policy in Australia, Mia Garlick, said their propositions remained largely hypothetical, as the government has not announced their own plans to deal with Meta's new speeches. Garlick then said compliance would look somewhat different if the laws were applied to Meta. The director confirmed Meta's algorithm change in 2018 to deprioritise news is the reason why the company now just says that 3% of news content consumed on its service is news.
In international news, European Union leaders have voted to nominate the current head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, for a second 5-year term at yesterday's summit in Brussels. Estonia's Prime Minister, Kaja Kallas, was picked as the EU's next Foreign Affairs Chief, and former Portuguese Prime Minister, António Costa, was nominated as the next chairman of the organisation's summits. These nominees are all from centrist pro-EU factions, with Ursula von der Leyen from Germany's centre-right party. The European Parliament is set to vote on the nominations sometime next month.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate of 4. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back next week with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.